In a way, first of all, huge win for you guys. It's against a really nice crowd here at Place Belle, especially with you guys struggling to get some wins recently. I think for team building, team chemistry, it's a nice way to come back on the winning way.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we wanted to win in regulation. They obviously scored 7 seconds, but we battled hard. We were confident in there, and JB had a great shot to win it for us.
You were one of the only defensemen out there with experience at the pro level. This is such an inexperienced defensive core right now, but do you have the feeling that you needed to step up the most that you could before the game?
Not necessarily. I think I just try to do what makes me successful. Moving the puck, being physical, being hard to play against. Those guys played great. I couldn't tell personally being on the ice that anyone was inexperienced. I thought we all were supporting each other, and I thought our D zone was a lot better. Everything was clean today, and luckily we were rewarded with the win.
You have the feeling that there's still some work to do on special units. On the power play, you scored a big goal, but defensively, you allowed two, and again, a goal with on 6-on-5 at the end of the game.
Yeah, of course. There's always work to be done. Even if you're scoring goals, or your PKs go really well, there's always things you can work on. I think it's coming along for sure. I think, no one's hanging their head, no one's worried. I think our 5-on-5 play, the more we can just stay even. I think that's when we kind of learn that we dominate teams and get a lot of our success from that. So ultimately, just staying out of the box and making sure that our power play is clicking, just so take advantage of those opportunities.
You guys right now are starting back on a new blank slate with new set of eyes on you with the Montreal Canadiens, especially guys like you that have a 2-way contract with the NHL. Is this a different approach for everybody in the dressing room?
I don't think so. I think, ultimately, you got to bring your best every day. It doesn't matter who's watching you. Whether it's an old set of eyes, a new set of eyes, if you do what got you here and got you to this level, I think, that's going to take care of itself. So I try not to think about it. Just, go out there, play my game. Do whatever I can to help the team win, because, you win down here, generally that translates to winning up there. Just take it day by day, be your best, and, hopefully when that, call comes, you're ready.
You guys are leaving for Toronto tomorrow, and each game against Toronto was something else this year. Lots of goals and sometimes a really physical affair. So what do you expect in Toronto on Sunday afternoon?
Probably the same exact thing. Probably lots of goals, lots of hits. That last one is the one where we came back, so they're probably not going to be too happy with that. I don't think anyone forgot about that game. We like playing them. It's a good little rivalry that we have with them, and we're looking forward to it. We'll be ready.
I just want to hear you on Corey Schoeneman, who got called up today to Montreal. What are his qualities?
He's great. I like playing with him a lot. Moves the puck well. He skates well. I think him and I play well together. I'm excited for him. Hopefully he gets a chance to get in the game and show what he's made of. So I'll be watching him.